Quorum?
You do have a quorum.
Thank you so much. So then I like to call Administration Finance Issue Committee meeting to order. Right now, 8 o'clock, Thursday, 11-11, August 11, 2022. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Ta.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Mendoza. Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Ma'ai.
Here.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Sheldon. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Thank you. Is there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Right. Any visitor participation? I don't see any hand raised. All right. Next we have Consent Calendar.
Mr. Chair, I have a question for staff for the purchase of the Caterpillar equipment. Well, just in general, I know there's several items there. So maybe I should pick one. Number nine. I'll pull number nine. How's that? And I move the remainder of the consent calendar.
Can I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you so much. So the motion to approve all the item on the consent, but item number nine. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Director Ta.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Ma'ai.
Aye.
That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. All right, item nine, Vice Chair Yeo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So Mike, so we're purchasing these equipment and they take time to build, right? And so are we waiting for a certain time before we make the purchase, or we're making the purchase now and knowing that we're not going to take delivery for another 2 years, and will the price increase in between, or we're paying for the price now, or we're paying for something that's escalated to the future price?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Director Yeo. We are locked into the price for this equipment. And what we're having to do is kind of gradually transition our fleet because of the AQMD requirements, and because these are very old pieces of equipment as well. So it's not uncommon to budget for one or two bulldozers the past few years until we can get our fleet so that we are compliant with the new regulations that are coming up.
So we're locked into the price now, right? It's not like it's going to be escalated for another 100, 150K while they're building the equipment for us.
Oh, correct.
Okay. That's good. And so what do we do with the old equipment? Do we get to salvage them for something?
We do. We surplus the equipment and get whatever we can for the older equipment.
All right. Okay. Thank you for the explanation. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move the item number nine with staff recommendation.
Okay, I second it.
Second.
Okay. Director Rowe, second it. Okay. Yep. So we have a motion and a second for this item as recommended. Roll call vote.
Roll call, Director Tong.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Ma'ai.
Aye.
That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you so much, Nick. We have made up consideration at Toro. Evaluation of retired medical insurance benefit plan. So may I have a staff report?
Yes, I'll let Randy Fick introduce this item.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning, committee members. An actuarial evaluation of the district's retiree medical insurance benefit, or OPEB, as it's called, plan was completed by Bartell and Associates recently. Since the last valuation, prior to this valuation, there has been some financial improvements in the plan and the valuation of it. Mary Beth Redding, an actuary with Bartell and Associates, will now present her actuarial report to the committee. Mary Beth?
Thank you, Randy. I'm going to share my screen and hopefully, did that work? Can you see it?
Yes.
Great. Go through the good news. So I'll start with just a brief reminder about the benefits that we're talking about. The district, when employees retire, the district pays for their medical care while they're retired. Employees hired before 2009 have what I would characterize as most of their retiree healthcare benefits paid for them for life. Those hired after 2009 have most of their healthcare benefits paid until they reach 65 and then become eligible for Medicare. So what we do in our valuation is we look at how much money we think the district will need to pay in the future to provide these benefits to employees and current retirees. So we're looking not just at the people who are retired right now, but also active employees who might stick around long enough to retire and get the benefit. So this slide tracks the numbers of people. Basically, the active group of active employees is very stable, about the same number of people over the last three valuation cycles. Although we have more and more people in what we call tier two, the lower benefiting group, every time we look at it, as you would expect. The number of retired employees is growing more significantly. It's gone from 70 in 2017 to 90 retirees currently in 2021. Again, to be expected. Talk a little bit about the assumptions we use, because obviously we're trying to predict the future. We need to make some assumptions. We are measuring everything as of June 30th of 2021. And what we're doing in this valuation is two things. We're giving the district a recommended contribution to put into the trust for fiscal 23 and 24, and also providing the numbers that are gonna go into the financial statements this June of 2022 and next 23. The most important assumption we make is the discount rate. That is what we expect future earnings, future investment earnings on the funds set aside to be. We have lowered that from 6.5% last year to 5.75% this year for a couple reasons. One is, and this is very bad timing, but we lowered our inflation assumption 25 basis points last summer. That's a very long-term assumption. It's gonna apply for 30, 40, 50 years. So we are not considering changing that due to the recent inflation spike. We think that's gonna come down again. And if you look at all of the very long-term predictions, they're in agreement with that. The rest of the discount rate drop was due to expectations just among investment advisors that funds are not gonna earn what they've earned in the past. Earnings will be lower. So the other thing we did in this valuation was to introduce something called asset smoothing. The reason we do this as actuaries is that when we're modeling the liabilities for benefits to be paid in the long-term future, that's a very average, smooth calculation. We're making a lot of average assumptions. And when we compare that to the assets, we know in the past two or three years, particularly the particular day you measure the assets at matters a lot, not even the month, June 15th and June 30th can have a huge difference. And so we kind of smoothed out the assets over 5 years to give a better average value to compare to this average liability. I put the picture down here on the lower right. I don't think I can highlight it. But it, what it shows is returns every year in the past 10 or so years. And you can see 2021 was a big spike, a very positive return. And 2022, we estimated, we didn't quite estimate low enough, but it was a bad year. And so that's what the actual market returns were. The much shallower up and down with the dotted line is our smooth value that we're using to actually calculate contributions. It should just give a little bit more stable contribution pattern. So this is the great picture that shows the results for the year. The blue and green bars represent the liabilities, the value of benefits to be paid in the future at every valuation date going back to 2015, 17, 19, and you can see 21 is much lower. And then the red line represents the amount of assets the district has set aside. In 2021, there's two numbers, the one at 101% funded as our smooth value, and the much higher number is the actual market value of assets. So I think this is a great picture. It really shows the effort the district has put into funding these benefits over the past few years and how well it's paid off. We look at the numbers, just comparing the 2021 valuation to 2019. What we've shown on the top is the value of present value of benefits for your employees and retirees. It was $28.5 million 2 years ago. Now it's down to $24 million. The assets on the smooth basis have gone from $18 million to $24 million. The plan is very slightly overfunded at June 30th of 2021. About $250,000. And when you get to a plan that's very, you know, measured as overfunded, it's really important to say that's at a point in time, particularly for active employees whose benefit is only partly accrued. So the active employees are deemed to accrue their benefit for every year they work. And the cost of those benefits that is accruing every year is $685,000. So you can see that even though the plan is a little bit overfunded, the benefits employees are earning every year is still more than that little bit of overfunding. So you can't say we're overfunded, we're done. You still have to be putting in money to keep up with benefits that are being earned. But the plan, even on the smooth asset basis, is 101% funded. If we had looked at market value, which is what you'll have to use for financial reporting, the plan's 113% funded, so in a very good position. I want to talk a little bit about why this happened, because I think your first reaction would be, Ava, it's due to the great market return in 2021, but that really wasn't it. It's a very much of a one-time event. If I kind of walk through what we expected to happen, the unfunded liability is actually about $10 million lower than we would have expected. We expect it to grow every year with interest and because people are earning benefits. But this number here, the minus 9.1, I'm not doing a good job highlighting, I'm sorry. The minus $9.1 million lower than expected, it's really the most significant thing here. The AQUA plans that you use to provide healthcare benefits changed the types of plans they provide to Medicare eligible people. And they now use these things called Medicare Advantage plans. That those are much cheaper plans. They integrate really well with Medicare. I don't want to imply they're not good plans. I don't think AQUA would provide any benefits that are not good, but they are much cheaper and they reduce the liability $9 million. So that was really a one-time change. Our change in the discount rate, lowering it, added $1.5 million to the liability. If the discount rate is lower, you have to start with more money in order for it to grow to pay off all the benefits we need to. We do have a $3.4 million reduction in the unfunded liability. Sorry, we expected every year for the unfunded to go down due to investment growth and contributions. We got a little bit of improvement on that from investment growth. But the districts actually paid more than recommended. about $1 million more than recommended. Benefits paid to retirees in the past year after the change in plan were lower than expected, so we had another $2 million savings. So that was kind of a quick walkthrough, but the thing I want you to remember most is that there was this one-time change to the plan, the healthcare plans that really generate almost all of that savings. When we calculate the what we call the actuarially determined contribution, the recommended contribution for the district to put into the trust, I want to look at the column that says 22-23. The cost of benefits being earned by your active employees is $685,000. We add a little bit for expenses, and then because the plan is expected to be overfunded, we amortize the overfunded a little bit, reduce that contribution, and we end up with a recommended contribution of $644,000, quite a bit lower than the previous years, substantially lower. So here's the sort of bigger picture. When we look at the second row here, this is 23-24. Should be 22-23 isn't labeled. Going forward, this orange bar represents the $600,000 recommended contribution. The blue line represents the benefits that are being paid to retirees. Right at the moment, they're sort of in $800,000 ballpark in cash, plus this thing we call implied subsidy. The way the district has been funding this plan is to put the entire recommended contribution into the trust and then withdraw from the trust amounts to reimburse itself for benefits paid. And what this is telling us is that going forward, starting this year, we expect the benefits paid to be larger than the money going into the trust. So it'll actually be a net trust withdrawal to pay you back for some of the benefits you're paying to retirees. That should be a plus for cash flow, I would guess. Hopefully that made sense. I wanted to show you this very same picture that we presented 2 years ago, just so you can see the magnitude of the change. 2 years ago, the chart looked like this. So 2 years ago, we thought we would be amortizing the unfunded liability for a long time, that benefit payments would not be larger than the contributions to the trust for several years. And that's really changed quite a bit. Again, a little bit due to the good asset performance, mostly due to Aqua changing the plans they provide for Medicare employees, Medicare retirees. The last chart I want to show is one that looks at the obligations by Tier 1 and Tier 2. And Tier 1 is what I call the employees hired before 2009 who have lifetime benefits, and Tier 2 are the folks who only have benefits through age 65. Right now, it's almost half and half. We have 115 Tier 1s, 101 Tier 2 employees. But the thing to focus on when you're thinking about where costs are going is what it costs per person. The Tier 1 folks, because they have lifetime benefits, the cost of their accruals is about $4,600 per year. The Tier 2 people, their benefit is much less costly. It's about $1,500 per year. So every year as Tier 1 folks retire and you hire new Tier 2 people to replace them, the cost of benefits people are earning every year it's really making a difference. The benefit is a lot less valuable. That was my last slide. I would be happy to answer questions.
Thank you so much for your presentation. Any question from any board member? Okay, I see none. So may I have a motion?
I'll move the recommended action from Director Yeo.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. We have the motion and second as recommended.
Roll call, Director Ta.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Next, we have informational items. Certificate of achievement for excellence in financial reporting.
Yeah, Randy, I'll let you brag a little bit about this one.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. So the Government Finance Officers Association awarded a certificate of achievement for excellence in financial reporting to the district for its fiscal year ending 2021 financial report. The goal of the program is to ensure that users of financial statements have the information needed to assess the financial health of the district. So the award not only recognizes the district's commitment to financial transparency, but it also recognizes the work ethic of the finance staff that prepares the document. So with that, my finance staff does a great job at preparing the report and ensuring its accuracy. And with that, that concludes our presentation.
Thank you so much for your staff dedication in this matter. I really appreciate that.
I'd just like to point one other thing out, Mr. Chairman, if I will, and I'm going to ask Randy this question. How many years in a row has our accounting department received this award?
14.
14 years in a row. Thank you.
That's amazing. Thank you, Mike. This is and how long has Randy been with the district?
14.
Thank you. Okay. Good job. Thank you.
Okay. An amazing coincidence.
Yeah.
It's all my staff, believe me. They do a great job.
It's all your fault. You're working too hard.
Yeah.
Great leadership. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Next, we have ISDOC call for nomination.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We put this item on as an informational item. ISDOC is currently calling for nominations for their board, and we just put this on to see if any directors, OCWD directors, are interested in serving on ISDOC, and if so, we would make a recommendation to the board for their nomination. So we thought that we'd put that out there at this meeting and see if there was any interest.
Thank you so much. So next we have monthly cash disbursement report.
The information is contained in the packet.
Okay. So with that, I'd like to agendize all items in the consent calendar. Is that okay for the August 17 board meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Any announcement and report from board member? I see none. Any announcement and report from our general manager?
Nothing to report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you so much. Then meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Thank you.